Included in the president's budget last year was a $100 per flight user fee that would apply to many users of general aviation aircraft. This is something that our members have been overwhelmingly opposed to, regardless of kind of any exemptions that would be included in any proposal. Not because, you know, they are opposed to perhaps paying more funding if it's required to help with our nation's infrastructure, but because of the specific nature of a user fee. And the fact that it would just impose so much additional bureaucracy on our members. You know, as I said, a lot of our members are small businesses, they're farms, they're flight schools, they're organizations that do charitable flights. And to have to keep track of hundreds upon hundreds of fees, in many cases months after the facts, just becomes a bureaucratic nightmare, particularly when we have an existing fuel tax mechanism that's efficient, it's easy to use, you pay at the pump. So we think that, you know, anything that that the administration or the Congress needs to do in terms of additional revenue, no matter what, yes, it's an additional burden to put an additional tax on those businesses right now that are trying to recover. But in particular, that bureaucracy would just be an administrative burden for our members. And from our standpoint at the Alliance, one of the additional things that we have had a concern with is just why you would sort of create another mechanism altogether. I mean, you have an existing fuel tax in place. You know, the FAA would have to then create some type of tax collection agency or ability within the agency. And so why would you kind of create more bureaucracy at a time when we're really supposed to be cutting government waste and reducing, you know, any of that kind of administrative overall government kind of spending and entity.